and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder.
1, 2, 3, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Disorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Disorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Disorder Radio,
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. Tuesday. It is indeed time for Disorder Radio. We have a jam-packed show for you today. This beautiful, sunny Tuesday, second day of spring, springing into a great show, a great season, and a great special guest coming up in about 5 minutes time to talk to us about something really cool that's happening tomorrow night in Vancouver. In the meantime, these guys are playing as part of the Seasons Festival happening this weekend. This is their brand new track, Water, Water, Humans, on Disorder Radio. We'll be right back. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Humans, their brand new EP, Water. Water was just released a couple weeks ago. They are playing tonight at South by Southwest. They're playing Friday night at Celebrities here in Vancouver as part of the Seasons Festival. And they've just been nominated for a Juno for the best new electronic dance group. Way to go, local Vancouver boys, Robbie Slade, Peter Rick, Humans, Water, Water. And I will be checking out that show this Friday night at Celebrities. Thank you to the lovely Helena for getting me those tickets. Okay, so we are now welcoming a very special guest back to the show. For good reason, we had, I'll do a little intro here. So this lovely individual is a Vancouver-based singer-songwriter, former lead singer of the O'Wells, the subject of a recent interesting Vancouver podcast, was on CBC Radio this morning, and is now playing a very special kind of show tomorrow night. Welcome back to Discord Radio, Miss Sarah Jickling.
Thanks for having me.
Hold on, there we go. Oh, okay, hello?
Hello.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Thank you for having me here.
Yes, great to have you back. Nice. Now, you're playing a very interesting and special show tomorrow night. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Definitely. Tomorrow night at the Biltmore, I'm playing the Adele Tribute Night. And so I've been organizing these tribute nights for a couple of months now. And basically what it is a bunch of really talented local artist covering Adele. And we've got a drag host who's going to do a performance as well, and even a burlesque performer.
Very nice.
So it's kind of a variety show.
Now, what's interesting is you've done a lot of these shows recently. We've got, there was one on for Drake and Bieber, Taylor Swift. There was a Christmas party sing-along.
Yeah.
You've kind of become like the pop star tribute show queen of Vancouver. So how did this evolve?
I am not involved with all of them. I have been playing all of them.
Okay.
But I generally am doing the ones that are tributes to the female artists, because I just really love the idea of having a bunch of strong female singers from Vancouver cover the ladies who are just killing it on the charts right now. So we've done Beyonce and Taylor Swift, and then we've also done those in Victoria too, and now Adele.
Nice. I heard, tell us about the Victoria show. Was that an additional add-on at the end?
I think that someone just heard about the owner just heard about the show and said, I want that at my club. And so we all took the ferry over there.
Nice.
And the Victoria audience was awesome. Everyone is awesome at these shows. Everyone's singing along. It's so great to play to super fans.
So maybe you answered this next question, but why do you think the shows have been so successful?
I think that people love to have a chance to hear songs that they know really, really well, sing along, dance to them. And, you know, Adele is coming to Vancouver, but her tickets are hundreds of dollars.
Did you manage to get a ticket?
I did not. Oh. I cannot even afford, I couldn't afford to go see Beyonce. I couldn't afford to go see Taylor Swift. But, you know, the chance to sing along to her songs live is so much fun. And I think all of the local artists really love getting a chance to kind of put on those songs and try them out and be sassy like Beyonce or be powerful like Adele. It's really fun to perform them as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these tribute shows obviously bring a lot of people to see a lot of the artists they wouldn't see otherwise because of a name like Adele or Beyonce new fans to the various venues where the tribute shows are happening. But do you find that the artists who play your shows actually gain new fans from the shows? Do they gain any new fans from tribute shows?
I'd have to ask them, but I know that people have been coming back because they liked my performance of Justin Bieber or something like that. I've had people shout from the crowd saying, you know, I loved when you rapped Drake and, like, here I am to see your next performance.
Really?
Yeah, so we've
okay,
had
there you go.
Repeat customers or whatever you want to call it. And, yeah, it's a lot of people who don't come out to the local music scene and they're introduced to these new artists, even if you get one fan out of it, it's worth it.
Nice. Well, what artist would you, I mean, obviously you're probably excited about doing Adele tomorrow night, but what artist would you most like to do a tribute night for in the future?
Oh, that is a really tricky question. And I feel like this is going to sound crazy. I really want to do a Spice Girls tribute. That was my first true love in me. When the Spice Girls broke up, I stopped listening to music for a while because I was so sad.
Wow.
And I was so worried that any other band that I listened to would also break up. And then I would have to deal with this grief again.
Oh my goodness.
So I think that it would be really fun to do Spice Girls and maybe some boy bands and just, yeah.
Who's your favorite Spice Girl?
Oh, I like to be controversial and say Posh Spice because nobody likes her.
That's true. You're the first person I ever heard publicly admit that.
I mean,
publicly admitting it on all Vancouver airwaves. The World Wide Web, no less.
Oh, well, you know what? I don't care. I love Posh Spice.
Nice. Okay, so we're excited about tomorrow night. It's happening at the Biltmore. Who are some of the artists that you're going to be playing with tomorrow night?
We've got some really cool people. Kaylee Johnston is helping me put this together, and she is playing as well. Chersey is performing.
Ah,
I'm
yes.
so excited to see her. The Tourist Company is
another
band
cool.
that they killed it at the Beyonce night, and I'm so excited to see their Adele.
Tourist Company did a Beyonce cover?
Oh, you should have seen it.
Wow.
Oh, she was amazing. And who else? We've got so many great voices. People were a little worried that we wouldn't be able to pull it off, but I have a lot of faith in the Vancouver music scene and the talent that we have.
Nice. Well, we have a lot of faith in you and the talent that you have. Thanks so much for joining us here today. And as a special tribute, well, we're not going to play an Adele song, but we are going to play a brand new Sarah Jickling song, previously unreleased. This is like it's basically worldwide debut right here, right now, correct?
Yes. I just uploaded it to YouTube. Nobody has heard it.
Wow.
No one, except for you guys.
Well, we haven't heard it yet.
You haven't heard it
so
yet.
Better be so good. We haven't had a chance to vet it ahead of time.
I hope you like it.
So can you give us a quick little intro for what the song's all about?
This song is about how my bipolar disorder has affected my relationships. And I'm actually going to be releasing it on International Bipolar Day, which happens to be my birthday, and it's next week. So March 30th, International Bipolar Day, you guys can all download this song, which is all about living with bipolar disorder, loving with bipolar disorder, and just figuring it out.
Okay, and the song is called
Valentine.
Valentine. A shout out to the bipolar disorder on the show of Discorder.
Yeah.
Your Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Thank you so much, Sarah Jickling, for joining us here.
Thank you.
And her brand new track, Valentine.
They say love can do anything, but it will never fix me. I still need a doctor and a lot of therapy. No, you are not my lithium, you are not my Prozac. But when you come over, you are my July, summer sunshine on my back. And that calm voice soothes me like an ice pack. Don't laugh, no, I really mean that. You change me and you motivate me in spite of all the pills and the side effects, in spite of the panic attacks. You don't need to fight the dark inside of me. You're never gonna cure me, you're not my new religion. But in you I found something good to believe in. Oh, you are not my white knight, you are not my lifeboat. But you are my best friend, just when I thought I was alone. You were beside me, I felt weak at my knees. Fingers woven mine till I was asleep, trust me. I am still a train wreck without a steady paycheck. And I know you hate to watch me struggle, and you hate when I'm in trouble, but sometimes.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Chersey with the Wabe remix of The Wolf. Chersey will be playing tomorrow night at the Biltmore as part of the Adele Tribute Night, along with Sarah Jickling of Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck. Thanks so much to Sarah Jickling for joining us live in studio to talk about tomorrow night, to talk about tribute nights in general, and to debut her brand new single, Valentine, making its worldwide radio debut right here on Discorder Radio. Okay, so Matt Muse is working the board as usual.
I am. How's it going?
It's going quite well. We had a bit of a chaotic start to the show, but you're here now.
That's good. We had a couple of minutes to just sort of zen out a bit with that remix. Like, we've heard the original of that song a lot of times on this show, but I was like, no. Something a little bit different today.
And it was good to have some zen out time, because something was a bit of chaos to get the show off the ground here. Another thing that's going on right now is it's a time of the year called SoCan, where we track the various...
What happens is
thanks, Matt.
Four times a year, so once a quarter, we have a survey period where SoCan, which is the organization that represents music composers in Canada, it's how you get royalty checks when your stuff gets played on the radio or when you sell albums or anything that gets you plays. You register with SoCan as a songwriter and they send you money.
So knowing that the SoCan period was happening, it's usually only a couple of days. So sometimes we don't even actually get a chance to have our show vetted during SoCan, but it is this week. So Matt, you sent out a tweet earlier today. What was the content of that tweet?
I did. I was just asking. I was wondering how many people would respond, because I was like, okay, it's SoCan. So if we play you on the show today, you'll get a royalty kick. You get a little check from SoCan. So I put out a tweet and just to see if anyone, and yeah, who ended up responding?
Well, we've had actually a very good response. We had responses from a few bands, including Brastronaut, Shiloh Charity, Regen, and these guys from Vancouver, known as Little Wild. So we're going to play, just because you guys reached out to us on Twitter. A little retweeting action. We're going to give you a bit of love in the form of a check from SoCan. Well, actually, how much is that check worth? Do we know, Matt?
I don't actually know. I've never gotten one. So maybe you, if you hear your song today, let us know. Tweet at us when you get your SoCan check.
Nice. Hopefully, it's a big one. But regardless, we would love to hear more about it. So in the meantime, we are going to play some of these bands that tweeted at us, including these guys. This is Little Wild with the track Steep. Hoping to take a steep incline in their payments from a SoCan check. Maybe, who knows? Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
It's playful and provocative storytelling. Theater at UBC's upcoming show, The Arabian Nights, by acclaimed playwright Mary Zimmerman, is being directed by Evan Frain and running from March 17th to April the 2nd at the Frederick Wood Theater. The narrative centers around Scheherazade's tales told to King Shahryar in hopes that she may live another night. For 1001 nights.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
You know, I'm so proud of it, it's almost indecent of me.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Regen with Low Tide. Prior to that, Little Wild with Steep. Both those bands tweeted back to us today, and because it's the SoCan time of year where artists get paid a little bit, we think, we hope. We're not sure exactly, but they do get paid to have their music played. And those two bands right there, Little Wild and Regen, both are going to get some kind of monetary help. Due to us playing their songs today. We're quite proud to do that. And we're going to play a couple more bands who tweeted at us later in the show. But right now, we want to bring it back to Discorder Magazine, Discorder Radio. We are, of course, the audio baby of Discorder Magazine. And we are sponsored by Zipcar, which helps make the delivery of Discorder Magazine possible. We have over 8,000 copies printed every single month of Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly. We've got 150 locations to go to, and it's very hard to get there with just a bus pass and a couple of bike messengers. So instead, Zipcar has been kind enough to donate us some wheels to make sure we can get those magazines to all your favorite locations safely and smoothly. And if we thank you, Zipcar, for that. Okay, and Speaking of Discorder Magazine, Claire is back as usual. Claire, good to have you back here.
Hello.
Hello, hello. You know, this is actually the first time we're getting into it this month. It's been a really busy month.
It has been.
We had the Fun Drive show March 1st. We had International Women's Day March 8th. And, of course, it was our special 200th anniversary episode. Sorry. Yeah, our 200th episode last week. So March 22nd, only now we're getting to dig into the magazine, but better late than never. What do you have for us this week?
Yeah, today we're looking at Phono Pony, who are featured in the magazine this month. The band is Shay Hayashi and Michael Kenyon. They used to play in Still Creek Murder, which is now broken up, but Still Creek Murder won Shindig last year, so that's why they're in the magazine now, and it's good timing because they just released their first EP as Phono Pony on February 29th of this year. That's called Phonography. And if you look at the album cover, that name is very fitting. So Natalie D writes that the pair is very hands-on and brimming with creativity. They're very do-it-yourself. Kenyon is credited as both producer and mixer of the EP, and they recorded the whole album themselves. They do all the video work themselves. Hayashi went to film school, so she's really excited about doing videos. They really like to do crazy stuff, like film in the empty Sydney Opera House.
Sorry, did you say they filmed in the empty Sydney Opera House?
Yeah.
I feel I need to hear more about this story.
Yeah, there's not a lot of explanation of it in the article, but they said, we didn't break and enter, we entered and stayed. So I guess they must have stayed past the time when everyone left.
Wow.
And yeah, somehow they filmed themselves singing on the stage.
I would love to get a copy of that clip. We'll have to reach out to Shay from Phono Pony to see if we can get a copy of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that really fits. They describe themselves as exhibitionists at heart, which also fits with their idea of being on stage, which Hayashi says is like exposing yourself naked, and that's your gift to the audience. Yeah, so today we're going to play their track Sunburn off the new EP, Phonography. Here's Phono Pony with Sunburn.
Go out. Systems failing.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Smash, Boom, Pow. They are performing a live set right here tomorrow at UBC, right here at CITR as part of Volunteer Wednesday. The band is going to be playing live at 1 o'clock. So if you are in the vicinity, actually tomorrow's going to be a crazy exciting day at UBC. Storm the Wall is having their big finale. And Smash, Boom, Pow playing a live set right here at 1 o'clock. So this will be the place to be tomorrow afternoon. Before that, we heard Phono Pony with their track Sunburn. Phono Pony, formerly Shay Hayashi, former member of Steel Creek Murder, who won Shindig last year. Sounding amazing. We were all commenting off air just how amazing her voice was, sounding a little Janis Joplin-esque there. Great little 1-2 track from some Discorder bands. There you go. That was Phono Pony and Smash Boom Pow. Okay, we mentioned earlier that it is the SoCan time of year. A couple other bands that tweeted out to us today include Brastronaut and Shiloh Charity. And we're going to play some of your music right about now to give you guys your SoCan checks. So this is Brastronaut with a shout out to one of our favorite little British Columbia towns up Highway 1, about 500 kilometers northeast of here, Revelstoke. This one's called Revelstoke Dam. Brastronaut on Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Thank you.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends downtown, like 10% off at Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Studio Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, The Fall Tattooing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
New friends in the Syrup Trap comes the premier collection of Christmas music. Christmas happens every year. All of your Christmas favorites. Oh Christmas Tree, Santa Baby, Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Santa Baby, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Silent Night, White Christmas, Deck the... No, that's Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. And many more. So what are you waiting for? Order online at syruptrap.ca.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Shiloh Charity with her brand new single, Mellow, which makes us, that is now the second track making its worldwide radio debut right here today on Discorder Radio. The first one earlier in the show, we had Sarah Jickling in for a live interview, and then she played her new track called Valentine. And there you go. That was Shiloh Charity with her brand new track, Mellow. Prior to that, we heard Brastronaut with the song Revelstoke Dam, both part of our SoCan artists that we're featuring today. And we still have a few more shows to cover that are happening in the coming, or I guess basically over the coming week. There's a great show happening on Easter Monday night. You know, it's funny because Easter Monday is one of those holidays. It's kind of like, you know, what is it? Some people take the day off work, some people don't. It's almost like one of the most like gray area holidays of the year. But nonetheless, some local promoters have chosen Easter Monday night as a night to throw a great show. It's actually the same guys who were in here last month. Chin and Jetty of Chin and Jetty and the Lifelines, our multi-Juno and Grammy Award winner, and Jamie Hughes, they're throwing this. The next event is called Wild Style, a night of 80s boogie, and it features a great lineup. Along with Chin and Jetty and his band, the Lifelines, we have Shad from Dirty Radio, Mocha Only, Tanya Aganaba, Benedict Marsh, Ashley Ball from Hey Ocean, Kuba Ohms, and the headliner is Mr. Hudson from London, England. But yeah, two of those bands or two of those names that were featured includes Mocha Only. And we've got a new track that he's doing here with Radio 2's Richard Fry, a.k.a. Buck 65. And you might even recognize this one from a brand new show promo. Thank you very much, Matt Muse, for your great producing talents on that one. But nonetheless, this is Buck 65 and Mocha Only. Legs Like Shotguns, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
One, two, three, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready? Come on. Come on. Give it to me. Are you ready? Come on.
Come on.
Are you ready? Keep my skill like good and crazy for me. Are you ready? Come on.
Come on.
Are you ready? Come on. Come on. Give it to me. Are you ready? Come on.
Come on.
Are you ready? Keep my skill like good and crazy. Doom, doom. Ready on the left.
Left.
Doom, doom. Ready on the right.
Right.
Doom, doom. Ready on the left.
Left.
Doom. Ready on the right. So put your pants off. So put your pants off. Put your pants off, girl. You got legs like shotguns. Be afraid, be very afraid. Barricade, it's a scary parade. Driven red, it's a dance of the living dead. Got something to show. Got muscle, got dividends. Got time on my side, but little patience. Hey, hey, the name of the game is titillation. Titillation, shoot the duck, tell the children. Pass the camera, taking pictures of television. Rodeo, rodeo, pose for the photo. Lay in bed all day, undressed, playing dead. Hand on your chest like a lovesick Emily. Listen to tapes, punk rock, Public Enemy. Stepping with a weapon and the violence is graphic. Listen to the dead silence of Africa. Killing me slow like 10 high suns. You got legs like shotguns. Are you ready? Come on. Come on, give it to me. Are you ready? Come on.
Come on.
Are you ready? Keep my skill like good and crazy for me. Are you ready? Come on.
Come on.
Are you ready? Come on. Come on, give it to me. Are you ready? Come on.
Come on.
Are you ready? Keep my skill like good and crazy. Doom, doom. Ready on the left.
Left.
Doom, doom. Ready on the right.
Right.
Doom, doom. Ready on the left.
Left.
Doom, doom. Ready on the right.
This is a trance off.
So put your pants off.
No, this is a trance off.
Pants off.
This is a trance off.
Put your pants off, girl, you got legs like shotguns. Dinosaur, dinosaur, give me my wig back. Close your eyes, disappear into the big black. Horny in the morning, first thing, 8 o'clock. Laughing like a madman, wide awake, state of shock. Read the book backwards, reversal of chapters. Rambling man, universal adapter. Adapter, adapter, hair short, half moon. What goes on in the airport bathroom? What goes on? Tell me what goes on. Underneath the water and I got clothes on. Magazine articles and general columns. Golly gee, all in all, my friends got mental problems. I remain anonymous, gosh. The world is a painting by Hieronymus Bosch. Big shot, you think you know everything, don't you? But you don't know nothing. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready? Come on. Come on, give it to me. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready? Keep my skill good and crazy for me. Doom, doom. Ready on the left. Doom, doom. Ready on the right. Ready on the left,
left.
Doom, doom. Ready on the right.
Whoa, this is a trance off.
So put your pants off, girl, you got legs like shotguns.
No stopping,
none of that now.
No stopping,
none of that now.
No stopping, there's no stopping.
None of that now.
No stopping,
none of that now.
No stopping,
none of that now.
No stopping, there's no stopping.
to them one more time.
No stopping.
None of that now.
No stopping.
None of that now.
No stopping. There's no, no stopping. No.
Yeah, come and stay.
No stopping.
I make it a lot, I get naked the most, they can't dig it. Watch me dirty pant legged, correct it. After I mistake it, I'm gross. So, so salacious. My crib is alive and so spacious. I'm suspiciously looking at a mystery. Jumping in the machine with Shaggy in school. Stopping at the red lady, flash me a boob. Now I'm titillated, but don't pass me a doob. Nope. I'm scoping fallopian. I'm so tired, runger and utopian. Odd mumbling, steam wise tumbling. Cod liver oil, visceral, rod hunterin'. Watch me taciturn. Eating jalapenos, feel the acid burn.
So put your pants off. Pants off. Put your pants off, girl. You got legs like shotguns.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Legs Like Shotguns. Buck 65 and Mocha Only. That one's from Buck's 2008 album, Dirt Bike 1. And the reason we played that today, not only because Matt Muse loves that track and has added it to our new show promo, but also because Mocha Only is playing next Monday night, Easter Monday, as part of the special Wild Style, A Night of 80s Boogie at the Fortune Nightclub, along with Chin and Jetty, The Lifelines, Boom Booms, Mocha Only, Tanya Aganaba, Benedict Marsh, Ashley Ball from Hey Ocean, and Kuba Ohms. And we're going to play one other artist featured in that in just a moment. But before we do, I also wanted to just thank everybody who made this show possible today. I want to thank Sarah Jickling and Sarah from her Good Bad Luck. Come on in. She's doing the Adele tribute night tomorrow night at the Biltmore. I want to thank Camille Iverson, our social media guru, who's going to be posting some links to some of our debut songs on our Facebook page. Thanks to Claire Bailey for your great Discorder feature there on Phono Pony. Thanks to Matt Muse for putting the show together, pushing the buttons, turning the knobs up and down. And my name is Jordan Wade, and this is Discorder Radio on CITR
101.9. When was the last time you said your full name on air, Wade? Wow.
You know, it's I'm trying some new things here. Yeah. But yes, there you go. Cat's out of the bag. I'm not just Wade. I have a full name. It is Jordan Wade. Thank you for calling me out on that one, Matt. Okay. We're just about done. Thanks again to Zipcar for helping deliver Discorder magazines all over town. And hopefully you're satisfied with today's show. This is the Boom Booms. They're playing as well as part of the Wild Style Night at Fortune. And you can check them out at Fortune Nightclub next Monday night. And then next Tuesday, you can join us right here at 5 o'clock for Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9.
Good thing.
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants?
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!